Hello, I am The Crancher.
My name's James.
And we are the Game Design Critics. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about Gladiator Rising 2. Now, we did review the first game a while back. It was our first episode. So we were looking forward to playing this game and talking about it. Currently, my progress in the game, I am level 19 as a ninja. I have tried 3 or 4 different characters, and I am stuck on the third boss. How about you?
I am currently in the third arena, or conscious, but I have unlocked the boss. I am currently level 17
okay.
with my ninja, and I still have not tried the boss, so I'm still doing my roaming.
I'm a ninja too. That's funny. My ninja was the best guy. We're going to get into the differences between this and the original game. But let's jump right into the likes. My first like is the character customization. I felt that while they did take away some stats, like luck, and you said there was another one that they took away.
I forgot what it was. I know there was 5 in total.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Now there's strength or I can't even look at that screen.
You could upgrade HP directly. HP, agility, intelligence, luck.
I want to say there was 4. Right?
Was there strength, 4 or 5?
Strength, agility, intellect, luck. Oh, wait, there's stats. No, it doesn't help. Yeah, and then if you upgraded strength, that would upgrade your hit points. If you upgraded agility, it would upgrade your SP. And intellect
was
MP. I think. I could be wrong. I haven't played it in a while. For all you people who don't know, Gladiator Rising 2 is this, it's not a roguelike anymore. You don't die and have to restart when you lose. It's more of an adventure RPG now. Basically, you fight your way through the arenas. Arena 1 will have, like, 10 guys you have to beat. They're a mixture of mages, rogues, and... what's the other one? Warriors? Yeah. Warriors. And you have to fight through. The character customization, I thought, was much better on this game. Even though they took away one of the stats to upgrade, they added a bunch of other little things. Like, if you go into stats and look, there's like hit point regain, MP regain, SP regain. And depending on what your guy favors, like if you go all strength, then it'll increase one of those depending on what you do. So your builds really depend on your stats a lot more now, I feel like, than they used to. Because you have things like, what are they? Critical stun evasion, lifesteal mana burn, damage return, armor penetration, magic penetration. There's a miss chance, of course. And then the big thing I loved was that when you reach level 12, I think it is, so say you pick a rogue, like I was. When you reach level 12, they give you 2 choices of where to go with your guy. And I forgot what they were. I feel like an idiot. But you get 2 choices that can take your character in 2 completely different directions, depending on what you want to do. Like I had a shaman. A shaman can summon monsters, and he could either be like an offensive, I want to say, or like a defensive and regain health. But anyways, my point was there's a lot more choices for character customization than there were in the first game. I really like that. Okay, your turn.
From what I like about the game is that it kept the simple gameplay and deep mechanics in it. It kept it original to what it was
first
in the beginning. So I really like that. Like, didn't change much, just improved it. Improved it, put more stuff into it. Like, it's not confusing where you have like a bunch of, you do this, blah, blah, blah. That kind of stuff on every other games. Like, you have a button here that does this, and you have a button here that does another different thing. Like, it's not that much. It's not that much information to.
Yeah, like the gameplay is super simple.
Yes. Like,
it is.
You can pick it up like within like a few minutes or so.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think you may get lost in the forge and things like that, because that took me a while to understand.
Okay, the forge itself needs some fixing.
Yeah. We're going to get into that when we get to the to the dislikes. I want to say my second like. I like the idea of unlocking recipes for the Forge. Not the Forge in general, just unlocking the recipes. Because it made me feel like I had more stuff to make. There was more stuff to do in the future. Because at first, the Forge only makes little things. Like, if you give it two normal potions, you can make a big potion. Or if you give it, like, in the first game, you got sharpening stones. And then there was one for armor, which I think it was the hammer. Like, you could make those things in the Forge, all the stuff you need. So instead of buying stuff, you can make it in the Forge, but you could also make weapons and armor in the Forge. And that's where unlocking recipes comes in. You feel like you have a bigger selection of stuff to make, although you have to collect all the stuff in order to do it. Like me, I had the sword I wanted to make, and I had all the items except for the sword it needed to make it. It's like, we can make the gladius for you, but you need to buy the knight sword first or find it. And that kind of made it harder for me to get it. But I really liked unlocking the recipes. It felt like I was making progress, even though I was fighting the same battles over and over again.
Sometimes I would get the same recipe, and I was like, okay, I already have this recipe. I wanted to get another one. Like, maybe a weapon or something. I did get, like, a few weapon recipes, but they were weaker than the weapon I can, like, buy from the store.
Yeah, that happens, too.
So I was also thinking, like, is there any possible way? So I tried combining the same weapons, right? It didn't work. I was like, okay. I thought that was a thing in the game, but, you know. I wanted to try it, at least. Gave it an effort.
I did that, too. When I first started playing around in the Forge, I would just drop stuff in and see what it did. And then I realized that, hey, there's a recipe button right there. Didn't even see that. Your turn.
So, hold on. Yeah. My list just disappeared, man, because my phone died. Okay. Another thing I liked about it was the beautifully handcrafted pixel art.
Yeah.
As you know, I really like pixel art. And it's still the same, but they put more effort in this one.
Oh, yeah.
Right? You can clearly see it. If you looked in the first one, the game was like, didn't put background. They did, but it wasn't that much details into it. But in this one, you can clearly see the details and animation that had pixel craft that they did for this art, for this thing.
Yeah. And the first one was very static. Minus when you're in battles, but when you're outside of battles, it felt like, I mean, I'm looking at this right now, just the main screen, and you can see in the background there's like people walking by. There's a lot more character in it, like the flags are waving in the wind.
There's that too, and it was also pretty like, and there's some of the stuff in the town, and then when you're out in the world, some of the stuff is interactive. Like, you could, like, sometimes when you're in the world, you can see a blimp like flying. I touched it. I saw it, like, glowing red for a second, so I keep touching it, and then it crashed down. I was like, that's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Background's interactive. And if you do it in the town, you can do it in the NPCs, too. You can, you know, tap them, and then they'll get mad at you. And then the people in the background, you can tap them, and they'll move past it. I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh, wow. Yeah, those are just tiny little details, but they make a world of difference. I didn't know that. I'm doing it right now. That's so crazy. I like that a lot. Yeah, I tapped on, like, the shop sign with the coin on it, and it, like, wiggled. That's really cool. It's such a simple thing, but it makes such a difference. Wow. It makes me think, why don't all games have, like, title, like, screens like this? That's really cool. Okay. I liked the shop system much better in this one than the first one. The first one, the shops, it only got new stuff when you reached a new arena, it felt like. And if you bought, like, all the potions in Arena 1, then you couldn't buy any more potions until Arena 2. And this one, it has everything all the time. And it really helps. I mean, you can buy weapons. After a while, I hit the limit, and it's like, I either don't have enough stats to wield a weapon, or it's a weapon that I can't wield like a for my rogue, I can't wield like a magic staff, and I can't wield like a two-handed weapon. Within like a couple, within like 2 or 3 weeks, I hit the point where like I couldn't buy anything more from the weapons, so I had to do armor. And that happened too. So I think that's where the forge comes into play. I think the forge is how you get stuff better that's in the shop, but being able to access stuff in the shop, like crafting materials and stuff, it made it so that you weren't waiting for things for too long. I actually kept seeing the thing. To me, it looked like an ear of corn. They're called tiku leaves, and I kept seeing recipes that called for them, but I never found one. After like a month and a half of playing, I never got one from a battle. And I just happened to look in the shop, and I found them, and I actually got to start crafting with it.
Yeah, I was about to say, you look in the shop, they do sell materials.
Yeah, I just figured I wouldn't need materials. I never looked at it for a while, and that's my fault. But being able to...
So from my experience with the shop, I mean, not the shop, the forge, like, from what you said, right, I mostly sold the stuff that you can get from the shop. Right, and then I just kept the ones that are like rare, or stuff that you can't get from the shop. I kept those. I sold everything else because I did the experiment thing with the shop, the forge too. I put stuff in there, try to see what goes with what, right? And then sooner or later, I gave that. I was like, okay, I can't do this until I get a recipe. I can't just brute force my way through this, and then. So I just left that. I just sold a bunch of materials. I was like, I'll leave that for a later date when I get more recipes, see what's up, what's new. But other than that, not much from what I can do in just the forge. All I did in the forge was to fix my weapons or upgrade it. That's it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I did too. I got to the point where I was making potions. Every time I got off the game, I'd take 2 normal potions, make them into a big one. Which I didn't really use a lot of, to tell you the truth. A lot of the battles were either too easy or too hard. But I'm not going to get into that. We're on likes. What's your next like?
Next like is the immersive. They really did put more work in the storyline and the game. It's like,
yeah.
Instead of the, what was it? How was it in the first one? I know there wasn't much, but it was mostly about the creator.
Yeah, they would talk before you fought. And that's it. Like the boss would talk to you before you fought, but besides that, you were like a legendary hero and blah blah blah. It didn't pull me in as much.
NPC said in the beginning. That's what the NPC said in the beginning. It's like, oh, you're the legendary hero, like you made a claim. For now at least, and then it's like, you know, and then the other guy comes in, it's like, oh yeah, the 88 one, it's like, you know, like the guy comes back with the things like these matters, and he's like, oh, I get a feeling that he is the one, you know.
Yeah,
and this one they did update it more, but it still did the same thing in the very beginning. But in the very beginning, they did put a cutscene. Did you see that?
I don't remember that for some reason.
There was a cutscene.
What happened?
I explained about how the world was like for like a little bit, and then it puts you that with the NPC, talks about you and stuff, explains the world, what's happening.
Oh, I did see that. I didn't pay a lot of attention to it though, because I wanted to really play it, so I kind of was like,
I like to listen to the storyline, see if they did footwork or did. If they didn't put work in the storyline, then I'm gonna guess that they put more work in the combat side of the game.
Yeah.
So like, I'll try to see like which side did they put more work in.
That makes sense. Which side do you think they put more work in?
I know for sure they put a lot of work in art.
Yeah.
That's for sure. And animation. Animation. Yeah. And then the story. I feel like the story is the one that they put the most improvement in.
Really? Because
The combat one was like they just added more animation, but it's pretty much the same thing as the first one.
Hey, they added the ability to fight more than one person at a time.
You're right,
that was a big upgrade.
But some of the moves were still the same as the
first. Yeah. Oh my god, yes. They definitely were. I mean, I guess there's two schools of thought. It's like, why fix it if it's not broke?
But yeah, you have a chance. It was already good enough. They just needed to like put more into it, like make it a little bit brand new, not the same. Make it feel different.
Yeah, like make different weapons have different attack animations, so to speak. Which I don't think they do. I want to say they all attack more or less the same way, except for some special things.
But yes. Yeah, I do like the story in this game. Sometimes some of the mobs, before you hit the boss, they'll also do a dialogue on their own. It's
yeah.
Like, oh, it's you, or something like that. And they'll like explain, like, oh, you can't take me down and see like the final boss, something. And then they'll usually break the fort walls sometimes. Yes. Time.
They are really good about doing that. Speaking of which, my next like is the enemy dialogue or just dialogue in general. I saw one thing that stuck out to me. Besides the audience, they definitely upgraded the audience's talking. They make jokes about the game and they break the fourth wall. But I saw two guys talking, two good allies. And one said, our gladiator is calm and ready. And then the other guy was like, yeah, yeah, I know, mom spaghetti. And that was really funny to me. It was a reference I 100% got. That was really funny.
I don't know if you caught this. Sometimes the background bystander and the stand will post like drawings.
You mean like they'll hold up a drawing?
Yeah. They'll put like a meme reference in there sometimes. I thought that was pretty funny. But like memes that are like common right now. I was like, oh damn. So I catch it sometimes, time to time.
Yeah, I can barely remember them now. I've spent so much time roaming now that like I can't wait to get into that. My last like is combat. I thought that with this sequel, they added a lot more to combat as far as abilities goes for the player. Like my mage, I made a wizard just to see how it was, and he's got two rows of ability. I think it's, what's that, 10 or 12 abilities? It's ridiculous. He's got so many. And I know that this is partially because this game is in early access, which I should have said earlier. So not everything in this game is finalized. They actually had an update while we were reviewing it, which changed a lot of stuff around. Because I had a rogue and I had haste. And I would use haste and use all my other moves. And they made it so haste uses MP and uses more SP. And I felt the change when I played it. Because I thought I was really easy with that. If you use haste and then you got this move where it looks like a head with a hood over it, this assassin move that increases your penetration damage or something like that. And I used to be able to use that and haste and then attack like 3 times. And now I can only do haste or the hood move. So they kind of changed things around there. I want to say it's for the better.
They did nerf the haste. I thought it was gonna be like the same one, like in the very beginning of the game. It's like, oh, I could like spam haste and I could like attack like 5 times in a row.
Yeah.
Because that's what I did in the game. It's like I was like, it's so cheese because I chain locked everything.
So like, that
I didn't even have to worry about sleeping and then being vulnerable. I didn't have to worry about any of that. But this one. You gotta like really think, cause like you know, there's cooldown the moves and the items I'm using.
Yeah, that was a thing they added too. Was the cooldown for blocking? You can't just block every time. You have to sleep. Again, it goes back and forth. Like you can block one time, but you're gonna sleep the next time. That really adds to the strategy. Cause if you're fighting a boss and you go to sleep, you're gonna take a lot more damage than if you were to block. So you gotta plan it out more. That they did really well, the strategy of it. Oh, the early access thing. I want to say this is because of early access, but they made it so that your characters share an inventory and share a spell book. So no matter what character you're on, you have access to every spell you've ever found in the game, which is good and bad. I think it's bad more than good because it takes away the sense of wonder from a new character. Like, if I get a mage, I already have access to like 15 spells that I found in the game, and so it kind of robs me of that experience for my other character. But I know why they did it. You know, yeah, it's early access, so they made it easier. Like, you also share a bank. Whenever I got up to like 15,000 money, because I would just roam. When I was waiting to fight the second boss, I was roaming. I'd do roaming for 15 minutes, and then I would just put the game away, and I'd come back later and do it for like 15 minutes. I got up to 15,000. I was like, you know what? I want to try using a barbarian. So I made a barbarian. I start buying stuff, and I was like, wait a second. Are these guys sharing the same money? And I found out they were. I ended up spending all my money on testing out different classes, which is good and bad. Okay, what do you got?
For mine, I like the... I'm pretty sure you can talk more about the class system. I can't really say anything about the class system. But I like that they added more options for the class system, even though I literally just picked ninja. I still haven't played the other classes yet, so I got nothing in those. But the spell abilities and summons like the new mechanic in this one.
Yep.
I believe.
I
really find it annoying sometimes when the enemies just summons a bunch of mobs when I'm literally just about to kill them. And then it is a cool mechanic though, because I could also do it, but I'm not doing it because it's a waste of my mana when I could do something else with my other ability slots.
I think it's got its got advantages though, right? Because you can use them to aggro the enemies, even though most times they don't get aggroed. They just shoot at you anyway.
Yeah, but probably it scales up your stats through their damage. So I was like, since most of my stats are like heavily focused on agility, I was like, there's no point in me doing any summons at all. It's like, the best thing I could do is maybe have like a warrior move set on me, or like a passive skill. Other ski slot. That's the best thing I can do. It's like my summoning is not gonna do that much damage. It's probably just gonna block like few moves, buy me some time, I guess. I guess that would be the only good thing. But yeah. I do like summons though. There is some pretty cool stuff that you can do with it.
Yeah, there's definitely better moves you can put in your slots for a rogue than a summon. It is pretty cool though that you can mix and match like that. That makes it more fun to find new builds and experiment. Okay. Is that
what else you got?
My likes are all done.
Mine is too.
Okay. So we can go into don't likes. And we were just talking about this before. Let's look at the other side of sharing profiles. Now, I can see the benefit to sharing a profile because it's early access. You want people to experience everything without having to do too much work, essentially, right? So you share gold, you share the new abilities you found, you share the forge, and you share items. Everything is for every character, which is good and bad, because it's like, I just spent all this money upgrading my rogue. Now I got a barbarian. Oh my God, you share progress. So if I'm on the third boss with my rogue, which I am stuck on the third boss forever, I will be stuck there. And I make a barbarian, he's now on the third boss. So he can't do anything except for roam. That's what I didn't like about it. Because I got to the second boss with the rogue. And I was like, you know what? I'm curious. Like, I'm going to make a new character and see if he does any better. And I make him, and I can't use him unless I buy him weapons and armor. Like, I can't just start him fresh and work my way up. Because it's like, okay. Here's another example. My rogue was at level like 10, right? So then I go and make a barbarian. He's automatically at level 10. Granted, you get to put the skill points in him immediately, but I don't get to use his like stuff. I have to play like the same difficulty that the rogue is at. It makes it a lot harder to start new characters and make different builds for different characters. It's like, it looks like this early release version is meant for you to focus on one build, because it makes it really difficult and I don't want to say a waste of time, but you'll have to spend a lot of time and energy if you want to have a second character. Because it means you need twice as much money to buy new stuff and everything else that comes along with that. Okay, that's my rant.
For mine, I didn't like is the equipment part. Because in the first one, you could literally equip any other weapons. I don't think there was a stat requirement. Was there a stat requirement, or am I remembering it wrong?
I can't remember. Because I feel like
there was no stat requirement except for level requirement.
I think that's what it was. I think it was level.
This one, there's like a level stat requirement. Like, it's gotta be based off your stats.
Yeah, and it's like, not even like...
It says base stat. It's not including item stat that you get from it. It wants your base stat. I was like, okay, so I can't use my base stat. Like, I see it, my base stat. I mean, my stat, it says like, oh, you have 18 strength. And then I looked at weapon, I have 18 strength. I can equip this, right? It'll still say red for me because base stat is not high enough.
Yeah.
So it really, it hinders me, like, doing stuff that I used to do before in the first game.
It does hinder you.
I feel like they should make it, like, at least level requirement. That'll make more sense.
But then again,
it is a new game that they're trying to do.
And yeah, it's in early access, so we can't judge it too harshly because it's bound to change.
That's the one thing I don't like.
I look at that from both sides, because on one side, you have this new sword that you're dying to get, and you can't get it till your base stat increases. It's not like you don't have enough money and you can't buy it. It's like, now I gotta wait for like two more level ups before I can get this weapon. Which is fine. That's the bad side of it. I think the good side of it is that for the most part, there's always something more for the player to get. You're always waiting for that. You're always working towards that next thing, whether it's a piece of armor, a recipe, or a weapon. There's always something in your front view that you're working towards getting for the most part. For me, as a level 19 rogue, I kind of ran out of stuff like that. It's more recipes now than anything, and it's like those, I don't know when I'm going to get those. It's dependent on items I have never seen, more or less. Okay, your turn.
For mine, another thing I don't like is how long it takes for the forge to craft something.
Oh my god, yes.
I was like, was that really needed for a time? I was like, I feel like they could like literally just get rid of the time and just have the forge in there. You know?
I felt the same way.
Yes, right? Oh, wait, go on.
I felt the same way, but I feel like there's some sort of disadvantage to having it be relatively instant. I could tell you one thing, though, that the one thing I didn't like about the forging, which I can cross this off on my list now, is it doesn't go by real time. So if what you're forging takes 5 minutes and you close the app and then come back later, you still got to wait that 5 minutes. It's in-game time, which I feel like their thought process was that we'll make the forge take a little bit of time, and it'll keep the people in the game. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it does the opposite for me sometimes. Because if I only have 5-10 minutes to play, and now I gotta forge this thing, I'm not gonna wait for it. I'm like, screw it. I'm gonna leave and come back later. And then two things can happen from that point. I can get on later, and that thing is done, and I can use it. Or I can get on later, and then I gotta wait for it. You know. It drives me crazy. Sorry, you go.
Yeah. The forge, and then they have the. It's like, oh, if you want to make your forge faster, you could pay gems.
Oh god, yeah.
I love pay gems. Okay. But I can get the forging stuff like making items, right? But I feel like they should have kept the one where you add the. Like little gems, like enhancement to add like fire attribute, poison, stuff like that, right? Like instant, because that was how the first one was.
What? Yeah.
Drag it over to the weapon, and then it's like, magic enchanting your weapon. Boom. Yeah. Now your weapon that's like flame attribute. I feel like that one should be like, you gotta wait like a certain amount of time for this weapon to like be finished forging. It's like, I feel it's a magic enhancement, you know? You don't need
Well, like, also think about this. So, say a person has 10 minutes, they're in a car ride, they got 5-10 minutes to play, they're riding in the car, they get on the play, and they notice that their weapon is broke. So they go, oh shit, now they gotta, like, they either have to craft a sharpening stone, or they have to take their weapon, plop it in, and put a sharpening stone in and craft that. The whole point is, now they gotta wait before they can even play, because they don't have a weapon. So now they're stuck. So their 10 minutes that they spent to play now gets cut down to like 5 or something. That's a disadvantage in waiting for the forge, I feel like. Granted, they're not super slow. But if you have to do multiple forges or things like that, that can take a while.
For sure.
Here's my next don't like. They force you to roam. The first arena was fine. It was just you play through the battles and fight the boss. The boss was a little hard, so I had to do a little, like, maybe, I don't know, 5-10 battles of roaming, and then I had enough money to buy a better weapon, and I could fight the boss, and I could beat him. When I got to the second arena, all the normal guys were easy. There was not one battle that I felt like was difficult, but when I hit the boss, he felt impossible. So then I had to spend like a week and a half, 2 weeks just roaming to earn money, buy better stuff, do my crafting and stuff. I finally beat him. I spend more time roaming than I do playing in the arenas. Like, it's disgusting. And I'm only fighting the same 3 or 4 battles. There's a little goblin with a bomb. There's 2 archers and a mage. There's a guy with a spear. And there's like a big goblin thing. And that was pretty much it. I have those memorized because for just like weeks, I had to just fight them roaming over and over. What about you? Did you get stuck roaming?
I was roaming for like quite a bit. It was mostly just me trying to level up though, but
yeah,
it got so repetitive. Sometimes I need to take a break. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, it's the same thing. I'm seeing the same mobs. That sometimes they're like a level under me. From what I'm really hoping from roaming is that I'm facing like at least 2 or more enemies. That way I can get more experience because they're always under my level, or maybe like there'll be rare times where like, oh, the enemy's like one level higher than you. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
So
I had that.
The gain is like pretty small.
Yeah. It is. I mean, you really got to, like, I did the same thing. You know what's interesting is if you were to start a new character, like a barbarian, and then you do roaming with your barbarian, and you win, essentially all the experience still goes to your other character as well. Because I would get a level up with my barb, and then I'd come back to my rogue, and I'd be like, oh, I have another level. I can put my stats in. So that kind of helped with the roaming a little bit, but still not. It was still, I did roaming more than anything else in the game. I feel like that. Wait till we get to improve. I got a good one. Okay. Yeah, your turn.
All right. Let's see. What else did I not like in that game? Sometimes. Okay. The tagging. No. Not that one. I think I've run out.
Okay. I had crafting time. Can we just touch on this before we move on? What is hunger for? Hunger was something that killed you in the first game.
Yeah,
but
it killed you and it lowered your damage.
Oh, wait, in the first game?
Yeah.
Does it do that in this too?
Yes, it does it too.
Are you sure?
Yes, it lowers your damage. You won't see it until you're close to like really hungry. Not zero, but like close.
Yeah.
Like we're talking about like maybe 15. Like you'll see your damage up will like go down.
What about if you run out of hunger?
I have never run out of hunger yet. I didn't want to try it.
I thought the worst case scenario you would just permanently be dead. because when I first started playing this, I had that assumption. I thought we were still working with roguelike, like the original, but it wasn't. So then it made me wonder, like, what happens when your hunger goes away? You know, like, how are you penalized? Do you just do the least amount of damage possible? If that's what you, because I didn't notice that. I'm glad you did. That's probably what it is. It probably lowers your damage by 25 and 50%, if I had to guess. And then my last don't like was ads, because, you know, as I stated before, I'm constantly roaming, and ads are like every two battles, or no, I'm sorry, not battles, every two or three screens that flip between. So like if I do a roaming, I fight the battle, I come out of the battle, I go into the forge, I get a fucking ad. I come out of the forge, I go into my character, I equip some stuff, I go into a battle, before the battle starts, I get an ad. It's like, it happens a lot. And I get it. You're an early release. You're an indie company. You got to make money. But at some point, too many ads will push people away. And I think that you guys are borderline a little bit too many ads. Granted, most of... Huh?
That's interesting, because I barely get ads.
Really?
Yeah.
What the hell? So I wonder what...
I get ads... Bro, like sometimes, like when I don't expect it, and then most of the time I don't even get any ads. I was like, cause like sometimes I'd be like roaming so much, I don't see no ad. I go to the shop, forge, and everything that, and then like give it like 12 minutes later, no ads, and then later on like, okay, so this game is no ads. Boom, it pops up for me right there. It's like, oh, I did not expect there to be an ad in this game, cause like. From the way I played it, and there has not been an ad. So I was like, okay, so there is an ad. It's just not aggressive with it.
I felt they were aggressive with it. I see them a lot. I mean, granted, they're only 5-second ads most of the time, so it's not too bad. But it ruins my flow in the game. Because if I have a plan, like, okay, I finish this battle, I'm going to go back to the forge and do this and this, and an ad pops up, I'm like, ugh. Now I got to wait, and then I'm like, what was I going to do again? It just kind of ruins my flow a little. I get it, though. You're an indie company, and that's part of how you make your money, you know? It's just, I feel like it's a little bit too much, but that's just my opinion. Okay, so if you're done with your don't likes, we can move on to improving. What do you got for improving?
I feel like the items... I mean, the items itself were okay, but in the... I did like how I could literally just spam dynamites and dynamites all for like the early stages to like hard carry me through to the areas. They did fix it. So they put a cooldown. Not much I can say in that one.
For throwing?
Yeah, for throwing and stuff. I feel like the potion shouldn't get that much, shouldn't get a cooldown since you're literally just drinking it. You're trying to save your life. I feel like that's...
Yeah, but...
I'll accept the fact that the throwing stuff and, like... Because they're overpowered. That's for sure. The dynamite does so much damage, it can clear, like, the whole entire area. Like, I get that. I understand that. But the potions itself, like, the healing potions, like, sometimes when I really need it the most, like, I need to heal now, it's in cooldown.
Yeah. So you have to be...
I'm just dead then. That's basically it.
Yeah, you have to be strategic with it, and you can't abuse it, which makes sense. It would be cool if you could somehow alter that cooldown somehow. I don't know how, but it'd be cool if like you could have less cooldowns for health somehow, or for like potions and throwing. I mean, granted, you can't not have cooldowns at all, because then you could just pretty much cheat, but...
At least for healing potions. That's what I suggest, at least.
Yeah.
Save you, like, in a really tight spot.
Well, you'd have to balance it out another way. Like, maybe you could balance it out like...
It is testing you, like, how well you choose your decision.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what these games are all about. They're just decisions for the player, you know? Whether it's crafting, fighting, or picking what spells to bring, it's always decisions. But, see, and that's where it irks me a little, because I'm on the third boss, right? This big, fat buffoon, and there's no way in hell that I can win. I am permanently stuck at the third boss. And this is what happens, right? He'll charge up an attack, and then he'll come over, like, the next turn, he'll do his attack, which takes about half my hit points. And then I go to attack him, and his counter damage just murders me, and I'm dead. And I'm like, dude, how do I win? Unless there's some specific strategy you're supposed to do, like, maybe he only counters during a certain time, and if you attack him during that, you're going to take a lot of damage, so it's better to wait, or something like that. That would make sense. But the way it is now, I cannot win. I've had to roam endlessly, and I still, like, I've hit a point where it's like, I'm stuck. Like, there's nothing I can do. Can't progress unless I spend real money, and I'm not going to spend real money. I don't have real money. Okay. That leads me into my improvement, unless you have more to add for yours.
I feel like mine wasn't really an improvement. It was just like me adding more, why I dislike adding more info. So I feel like my improvement was like the porridge. That I feel like this should be a way for you to, like, what do you call it? Like, when you go in the world, no. That's already implemented, but the chance for you getting the recipes is, like, super low. I feel like they should at least, like, give it, like, a little bit higher for the common ones, the common recipes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, if you're always getting recipes, you always maintain, like, that excitement.
Put the drop rate for the common ones that you can, like, craft, like, let's say, like, potions. Like, okay, boom, like, this has a drop rate of some blah, 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 right? Some percentage. Because it's a common item, you know?
Yeah. Like, you should have it.
They should get that in the game. Not just like a chance. Like, oh, there's a small chance for you to get a recipe.
Well, I want to say there is, right?
There is a small chance to get a recipe.
It's just not often enough.
No, it's too small.
I mean, that's kind of the key for games like these, is that you always want to feel like you're improving, even when you're stuck, because, oh my god, these mobile games, they love to stick you against a wall that you can't climb over until you grind for weeks, and then you can finally climb over, and it feels like this big accomplishment, right? So, like, you're going to trap your players. You got to make them feel like they're progressing, because that's what keeps them playing. If they feel like they can't do anything more, dude, I say this so many times. There's so many games out there that if you lose your players' attention, there's a good chance they're not coming back. Like, because there's so many games. You go on the App Store and it's flooded with games. Like, so the second you block your player, you potentially could lose someone forever. That's what worries me about it. Okay. James, I wanted to tell you that it's good to have ideas like that. Ideas are the currency of the game developers, because that's the one thing that separates us all, is our ideas, you know? It's what separates the good games from the not-so-good games. It's the ideas that generate it. In which case, I bring you this idea. Improve roaming. Don't make roaming this little button you hit instead of fighting, because, you know, obviously, whoever plays this, you're going to have to do more roaming than fighting in the arena if you want to win. So why not turn roaming into its own game? Like, okay, you know how you fight the normal enemies? It's got, like, Roman numerals 1 through 10. Each one has its own battle, you know, blah, blah, blah. Why not have roaming be, like, its own thing, where you tap roaming and you have this kind of world map looking thing where it's kind of like the same as the arena? It's got numbered little circles. You beat this battle, go the next one. Beat this battle, go the next one. Then the path can kind of split, and you can kind of, like, there'll be a fork in the road path, and each path leads to another one. Each one of those leads to another one. The more forks in the road. And it essentially takes the idea of roaming, but it expands it into its own game. Because, I mean, dude, I spent more time roaming than anything else. Why not make it more fun? Why not lean into it and make it so the player can have a much better experience that way, instead of feeling like roaming is this secondhand thing that's just like, here's a battle you can play. Like, turn it into something bigger, like, make it more exciting.
No, I get what you mean. Like, choosing the areas, you know, like, when you go click roam, you have areas where you want to go. Like, it gives you
options. Yeah. Yeah, so yeah. There's like a world map, and there's like each one is still roaming battles, but so it looks like
yeah, you can choose your own area, and then boom, right there, you're giving a set of enemies,
and then
the next area, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, and you just keep working your way along. I mean, it's literally the same thing as you're doing now. It just has its own map, and more like. Yeah, it's got its own map, and you kind of work your way across it. I mean, granted, it probably have to, like, they're like, for first of all, there couldn't be an end. That's where it gets tricky with this idea, because this idea potentially, like, you can't just have a never-ending thing that goes over. But if you could mix those two ideas to turn roaming into something more than just a button you hit when you can't beat the boss, then it's gonna improve the value of the game tremendously. I feel like. Okay.
I do get what you're saying, because most of the gameplay it happens in roaming.
Yeah.
Just busy trying to level up or get items or get currency in the game.
Yeah.
Just so enough that you could buy stuff from the shop and then use in the battle. And then after that, when you like hit like a wall, then boom, there you go. Most of your time is gonna be in roaming again.
Yeah, why not make it into something more fun than it is, especially when, because everyone's going to do this when they start playing this game and they realize, oh, now I got to roam forever. They're kind of going to like groan at the thought of that, because that takes away the fun of the game. The fun of the game is playing the arena battles, seeing all the different characters.
And the leveling this game is really slow.
It is. Oh my God, it is. Yeah.
So you're gonna be spending lots of time roaming.
Yeah, 100%, man, definitely. Okay.
At least like it's changed, like maybe improve like the leveling part. Then you might be able to like stay with the roaming option, just being what it is right now, but you have like a high increase on XP, right? So, like, it'll be easier to level up, but at the same time, that also makes it... They could? That's just my opinion.
Yeah. Well, no, see, the downside to that is that you could hit max quicker than they planned for. But I know what you're saying. Like, they're...
Oh, why if the enemies also scales a bit? Like, you know, like, make it a little bit even.
Yes.
So, like, and before you go in there, like, okay, from before you went in, they were, like, level 11, right? They're trying to match your level. Boom. You go in there, you're, like, level 19. They'll, like, at least make the dude, like, maybe level, not the boss one, but, like, level under you or something.
That's kind of a tricky thing. It's, like, if they hadn't designed their system in a specific way, that could be tricky, but I like the way you're thinking, because it does take forever to level up. I don't know if it's because roaming doesn't give you a ton of XP or what, but yeah, I spent weeks roaming and it was just.
I know the arena gives you like a lot of XP, but it's really hard to even kill some of them sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, granted, mobile games like this, you're gonna have to be doing repeated whatever it is you're doing. It's just so sometimes that grind just bothers you. It's like, do I want to grind on this game or play another game where I can make more progress? You know, like, you got to cater to the player a little bit. And they do. I don't want to take anything away from it. I'm just trying to find ways to make it even better.
I mean, it's still in beta. It's still in beta.
Yes. And this leads me to my last improvement, double crafting. So if you take two iron bars and you craft them, that makes a sharpening stone, I think it was.
Steel or...
Something. Okay, so I use potions as my example. You take two normal potions and it makes a bigger potion, right? So, and it let's say it takes 10 to 20 seconds. Let's say it takes 20 seconds. Now, wouldn't it be a great idea to be able to put four potions in there and get two bigger potions out for a little bit more than double the time? Like, I mean, it could be a little less, but you could do, like, because whatever you make, I always, like, I had 10 potions, so now I gotta sit there individually, do two potions at a time, why can't I just do two potions at a time instead of one? And I mean two potions created, not two potions put in. So I could put in four normal potions and get two bigger potions out of it. Like, you can't extend that more. Like, it would be bad to like triple that or quadruple that. But if you could just double it, I feel like that would help a lot. Because it's frustrating to have to do it one at a time. Just get one item every single time. I mean, you could even extend the time, make it take a little longer. In a perfect world, I'd say it'd be a little shorter time. But you could even make the time a little longer so that there's some sort of bad thing. I can't think of the word. That there's some sort of disadvantage to doing two. It's like, okay, we can build two of the same kind, but it's going to take a little longer, as opposed to doing one, which will take a little bit less time. That way, you got your players either saving up for four potions to do it with four, or they do it with that. It gives them more decisions, no more choices. So I like the idea of being able to do double crafting. Okay. Are you set with improvements?
I feel like I have another way for the game to improve. Since the items itself and the boss do like crap load of damage, and the items, it's the weapons are based on your base stats. Sometimes my the base stats is not high enough for the items that you want to like in order to fight this boss. So I feel like they should add in the items, the sharpening stones. The sharpening stones are different in this one, but you know, when the first one, yeah, the sharpening stones, you can add like +1, +5, you know,
increase
the damage.
Yeah,
I feel like they should add that back in this one.
Oh, yeah.
Since
I don't know why they didn't.
I have never seen a sharpening stone. Maybe it's just me. I've never got it. Maybe it's like a legendary item. I don't know.
No, but you craft them.
No. Gives the weapon like enhancement, like +1. We have
one. Yeah.
But the way to make the weapon like do more damage could like increase the increase is like enhancement.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't know if that's a thing in this game or not, but I feel like that should be put back in this game.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. So all in all, I like this game. Taking away the roguelike element of it made it a little easier to play, but also more fun to play around with builds. There is a survival mode coming. There's a PvP mode coming, and I'm sure there's a lot more stuff coming because it's just early release. It was really fun, though. I like this game. What did you think?
I like the game. I would score it 7.
7. There
are still some improvements, that's for sure. I mean, the game is still in beta, so they have room. It's not set for public yet, but you know, it's still in beta.
Yeah, I'd say mine's like a 5.5, only because I spent all my time roaming. And maybe it's partly my fault, but when I made a new character, it took away all my money, so I had to kind of start over every time I made a new character. But it's in early access. That number will go up as it gets better, I guarantee you. Okay, you guys. Our next game that we are going to play, that got picked at random from what we from the choices we had, is this new game that just came to the mobile store recently. It's Tom Clancy Elite Squad. That's the game that we are going to be playing for the next podcast. If you are interested in playing it along with us, you totally can. And then when the podcast comes out, you can listen to it and you'll know what we're talking about. Hey, besides that, I want to thank you for listening. And I hope you guys have an awesome day. So I am the Crancher.
I am James.
And we are the Game Design Critics, and we will see you next time.